So have you ever noticed how easy it is to know right from wrong when somebody else is doing it? Have you noticed how easy you can point out somebody else's mistakes or something that they did that was wrong? It's pretty easy, isn't it? You instantly, especially if they did something to you, right? You can tell if it's right or wrong instantly. But have you ever stopped to think about what your behavior is? Is it right or wrong? Which is easier to spend time focusing on, others or your behavior? Which one? It's easier for you to focus on your behavior? Wow. You must be the best sister ever. Because most of the time, we're caught up in what everybody else is doing and what they're doing wrong and how it should be corrected. And what Jesus offers us is the challenge to pay attention to our own behavior. And then he goes on, he talks about fruit. Who likes fruit? I know, I like fruit too. Any favorites? What's your favorite fruit? Peaches? Ooh, yum. Oranges, yes. Watermelon. Luke? Did you forget what your favorite fruit is? I bet. Cucumbers. I think that might actually qualify as a fruit. There's seeds in it. So you didn't embarrass your mom as much as she thought. Strawberries. Eden? Cherries. Watermelon. So there's all kinds of great fruits out there, aren't there? And have you ever had a time when you think you're going to have a delicious fruit? You see, let's say, a peach. Who liked peaches? Yeah, that you see a peach and you think, that's going to be delicious. And you take a bite into it and it doesn't taste very good. Or a watermelon that looks really tasty, but it doesn't have much flavor. Well, I have something, I have a little challenge here for you. I've got help today. So you might have noticed I'm trying to not share too much. I don't think it's anything I brought back from Mexico. I went to the theater on Friday night. I think it's a homegrown Midland bug. But I'm trying not to share too much. But we have a challenge here. You get to choose one. You get to choose one Jelly Belly and just take one. So once everybody has one, just hold on to yours. You get to keep yours. In fact, you're going to get to eat yours in here in just a second. Oh, you already ate yours, didn't you, Fletcher? Was it good?
Yeah.
What flavor is it?
Blueberry.
Not bad, is it? Is it easy to tell what flavor Jelly Belly is going to be by looking at it? It is? Have you ever been surprised? Let's find out here. You gotta. It's okay. Uh-oh, I see a face. What was that all about, Harper? Was that the flavor you expected your Jelly Belly to be? No. What did you think you were going to have? You don't know, but what flavor was it? You can keep these, actually. I have a fresh bag for each mass. Yay, I know. So what flavor did you think it was going to be, Harper? Strawberry. And what flavor was it? Egg? Oh. I'm not sure how that one got in there, but I tried to make sure that they're mixed up a little. See, that's what Jesus is warning us about. Lent When does Lent start? Does anybody know when Lent starts? Comes up really soon. Yes, Eleanor. You forgot. And it ends at Easter. It starts before St. Patrick's Day, yes. It starts on Wednesday. And Lent is a time that we sometimes think that our lives lack flavor, because you might give up candy or you might give up some time with the computer or one of your games. You might fast from things. But Lent is really about concentrating flavor, about making sure that the flavor that we share with others is good. Because there's nothing worse than a surprise in your jelly belly. If you haven't eaten your jelly belly, go ahead and eat it. You get to enjoy it. That way it doesn't end up under the seat or in the pew. I know, it's sticky then. Nobody wants to sit on a jelly belly. So Lent is about making sure that we're giving off the flavor that we're supposed to, about letting God concentrate his flavor within us. Now, what do we, not that anybody here's in the seven and up category, but what is it that we receive? Oh, actually, Harper is seven and up, and Charlie as well. What do we receive at Eucharist? The body and the blood of Jesus. And so Lent is about letting the flavor of Jesus come through in everything. Now, do you think it's going to be a more productive Lent if you pay attention to what your brothers and your sisters are doing, or if you pay attention to your own flavor? Your own, exactly. So this is a great time of preparation so that by Easter, when you can have candy again, well, you could probably have candy all Lent. It depends on each practice. But when you have candy again, that sweetness of the candy is the same sweetness of flavor that you share with your family. Do you think you could focus on that all Lent? Do you think your moms and dads might need to focus on that once in a while? Yeah, we all do. That's right. So thanks so much for helping. You can head back to your moms and dads.